Known by the now iconic stage name Aleph, he is set to perform on February 23 at the Casino du Liban. In his upcoming concert, titled Dance of Sands, attendees won't just listen, they'll also be invited to sing, pray and dance along. In an exclusive interview with This Is Beirut, Aleph shares insights into his journey and offers a glimpse into his forthcoming projects. Aleph is a Lebanese artist with incredible talent who captivates music scenes around the world. Skillfully blending Oriental sounds with a multitude of musical styles, from flamenco to jazz to tango or classical music, Aleph stamps his unique mark through concerts of resounding success. After performing in the biggest venues and festivals worldwide, Aleph will be back in his homeland on February 23 for an exceptional concert at the Casino du Liban. On the program, an exciting fusion of Moroccan and Algerian music, all revisited with the characteristic Oriental touch of this outstanding artist. An event not to be missed, by the ambassador of the Lebanese music scene. Childhood and beginnings. Aleph's artistic destiny was shaped very early as he began playing the piano at the age of 4, reproducing by ear everything he hears. His parents, delighted to discover his talent, encouraged him to further develop it. Aleph performed for the first time in public at a concert in Tunis, when he was still a young child. Subsequently, he was regularly requested to perform at family events, where he impressed the audience with his piano playing. However, Aleph only began formal music training at the age of 11 to 12. He went on to study in Kyiv, where he obtained a degree in piano, harmony and musical arrangements. He supplemented this solid training with studies in audiovisuals and a master's degree in media communication. Launch of his career. Aleph's career took off in 2001 when he created his eponymous project, Aleph, just after a notable performance at the Byblos Festival the same year. His Oriental music, tinged with diverse influences, fascinated the public and caught the attention of the media. Aleph then laid the groundwork for his characteristic style, subtly adding an Oriental touch to a multitude of musical genres as varied as flamenco, jazz, tango, or even classical music. This sonic signature became his trademark, his essence that distinguished him on the music scene. A few years later, Aleph teamed up with his brother to create the group Aeth Art. Together, they expanded their repertoire to include other musical styles such as pop, rock, funk or Latin music. The band then performed at events of all kinds, weddings, sports competitions, fashion shows or charity galas around the world. Peak in recognition. In full command of his art, Aleph reached a decisive milestone when he recorded his first studio album at the prestigious Music Grama in Madrid. Then came the peak in 2016, his sold-out concert at the legendary Olympia Hall in Paris. That same year, he embarked on a tour through the biggest cities in France before also performing in Prague and Canada. On YouTube, some of his music videos enjoyed great success, totaling over 18 million views. As a sign of this immense popularity, Aleph received support from the famous piano brand Fazioli. Concert at the Casino du Liban. Aleph chose to make his grand return to the stage in his native country on February 23. An eventful concert titled Dance of Sands will take place at the Casino du Liban, bringing together Oriental, Moroccan and Algerian sounds. The audience will undoubtedly discover new and surprising versions of his favorite pieces. But Aleph does not intend to stop there and will continue to spread his music around the world. As soon as his Lebanese concert is over, new international tours are planned, starting with Morocco. Several concerts will also follow in the United States where he has many fans. Finally, for the first time, Aleph will set foot in Brazil for two exceptional concerts in this music-loving country. Osnavour en Arabe project, Osnavour in Arabic. Aleph's most ambitious project is undoubtedly Osnavour in Arabic, which involves covering the complete repertoire of the French legend Charles Osnavour in Arabic. A colossal work for which he acquired the rights, both musically and for future international tours. Scheduled for just 6 months from now, this show promises to take Osnavour's immortal melodies to new heights. A complete album will be recorded in advance before the global tour launch. And it is only natural that Lebanon will have the privilege of hosting one of the first performances of this already legendary show. Alongside his intense musical career, Aleph has been working since 2011 on a book titled Artists Are Not Destined to Be Poor. Through these pages, he intends to share his experience and the keys that allowed him to fully live his passion. With a career marked by success and a reputation commensurate with his immense talent, Aleph established himself as one of the brightest ambassadors of the Lebanese music scene worldwide. And at only 44 years old, the artist shows no signs of stopping. His sold-out concerts succeed each other around the globe, from America to Europe to the Middle East, where his unique style fascinates crowds. His oriental-style pieces, tinged with multiple influences, are musical gems that transcend trends and epochs. Rich with past successes and facing the many artistic challenges ahead, Aleph invites us to new heights, always higher, always farther. This humble virtuoso with a big heart has not finished marveling us yet.